Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting eighth. The catcher, Clyde Mannion. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lefty Grove. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lefty Grove. And now, play ball. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields the ball and throws to Grove covering. Safe. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a line drive into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cochran fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to second. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Bishop moves to third. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Melillo moves to second. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to third for the out. O'Rourke moves to second. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. O'Rourke moves to third. Mannion moves to second. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke scores. Mannion moves to third. It's 2-0, Browns. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mannion tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-1 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Melillo reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Blue settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-1 in the game. Maynish hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-1, Browns. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-1 in the game. Mannion hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to third. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crowder hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mannion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a line drive into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-2 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-2 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-1 in the game. Dykes hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Boley hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-1 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Grove fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-2 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove fires to first and has Melillo trapped. There's the throw to Boley, who tags Melillo for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop strikes out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Haas hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 3, Athletics, 3. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-2 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Crowder covering, for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0 for 2 in the game. Mannion strikes out. There goes O'Rourke. The throw from Cochran to Boley, and O'Rourke is out. Two outs. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crowder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0 for 2 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 2 in the game. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blue strikes out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0 for 3 in the game. McNeely hits a line drive towards short. Boley reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 3 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 2 RBIs. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0 for 2 in the game. Grove hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Crowder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9. With the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Schuld hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-3 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into center field. Schuld settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-3 in the game. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Clyde Mannion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mannion is 0-for-3 in the game. Mannion strikes out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Crowder hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Blue hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0-for-3 in the game. Dykes bunts in front of the plate. Mannion fields it and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got two RBIs. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Miller moves to third. Two outs. Lefty Grove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grove is 0-for-3 in the game. Grove strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 0-for-4 in the game. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-4 in the game. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Haas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bishop hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-4 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 3. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop misplays the ball. That's an error on Bishop. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Melillo hits a line drive towards first. Fox catches it and steps on first to double up Schulte. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-4 in the game. Simmons hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 4, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.